1977. July 1977.
Like this?
Nora asked. She was lying on the beach, and beneath her hip the gritty sand slid and shifted. Every time she took a deep breath and released it, sand slithered out from under her. The sun was so hot, like a shimmering metal plate against her skin. She had been here for over an hour, posing and reposing, the word repose like a taunt, for it was what she longed to do and could not. It was her vacation, after all. She had won 2 weeks in Aruba for selling the highest number of cruise packages in the state of Kentucky last year. And yet, here she was, sand sticking to the sweat on her arms and neck as she lay still, pressed between sun and beach. To distract herself, she kept her gaze on Paul, who was running along the shore, a speck on the horizon. He was 13, and he'd shot up like a sapling in this last year. Tall and awkward, he ran every morning as if he might escape from his own life. Waves crashed slowly against the beach. The tide was turning, coming in, and the harsh noon light would soon change, making the picture David wanted impossible until tomorrow. A strand of hair was stuck against Nora's lip, tickling, but she willed herself to stillness. Good, David said, bent over his camera and clicking off a rapid series of shots.
Oh, yes, great. That's really very good.
I'm hot, she said.
Just a few more minutes. We're almost done.
He was on his knees now, his thighs winter pale against the sand. He worked so hard and spent long hours in his darkroom, too, clipping images to dry on the clothesline he'd strung from wall to wall.
Think about the sea, waves in the water, waves in the sand. You're part of that, Nora. You'll see in the photo. I'll show you.
She lay still beneath the sun, watching him work, remembering days early in their marriage when they'd gone out for long walks in the spring evenings, holding hands, the air infused with scents of honeysuckle and hyacinths. What had she imagined, that younger version of herself, walking in the soft, still light of dusk, dreaming her dreams? Not this life, certainly. Nora had learned the travel business inside out over the past 5 years. She'd organized the office, and gradually she'd started overseeing trips. She'd built a stable client list and learned to sell, pushing glossy brochures across her desk, describing in breathless detail places she herself had only dreamed of going. She'd become an expert at solving last-minute crises, lost luggage, misplaced passports, sudden bouts of giardiasis. Last year, when Pete Warren decided to retire, she'd taken a deep breath and bought the business. Now it was all hers, from the low brick building to the boxes of blank airline tickets in the closet. Her days were hectic, busy, satisfying, and every night she came home to a house full of silence.